Hey, 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 welcome to Studio Classroom on the Air. I know your English will improve today. My name is Gabe, and I'm very glad you're joining us. Now, have you ever gone to a beach expecting it to be clean, only to find plastic bottles and cans and other trash floating in the water? I hope you are not a part of the problem. Well, the title of our lesson today is a long one. Study finds plastic debris and man-made fibers in fish sold in markets. Yes, folks, that's right. People bought fish in markets, and inside the fish, plastic and other man-made stuff. Gross. I hope it's not a lot. Well, do you want to guess how much it is? Hey, that's a good question. How much fish from two markets contained man-made debris? Also, where in the fish was debris found? We'll also talk about that interesting word, debris, later on. But for now, open up your magazine and let's begin.
Study finds plastic debris and man-made fibers in fish sold in markets. Fish-eating trash found in our oceans. Scientists have long suspected that plastic trash eaten by fish, crabs, bivalves, and other marine species may be spreading through the food web. Now, researchers from UC Davis and Hasanuddin University in Indonesia are reporting some of the first findings of plastic debris and textile fibers in the fish on consumers' dinner plates. About a quarter of the fish sampled from markets in California and Indonesia contain the man-made debris, according to the study published in the online journal Scientific Reports. In Indonesia, they found plastic fragments. In California, a majority of the contaminants consisted of fibers from textiles.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. 这篇文章的第一个重点，我们看 debris 这个不可数名词。debris 是指残骸或碎片，所以它字尾的 s 是不发音的，念成 debris。例如 ，The rescue team is still searching for survivors under the debris。救难队还在残骸中寻找生还者。或者是 ，After the bombing, debris from the buildings was scattered all over the streets。爆炸之后，街道上到处散落了建筑物的碎片。接下来我们看的是 textile fiber 这个名词。textile 是指纺织品 ,fiber 是指纤维。所以 textile fiber 就是指纺织纤维。例如 ,cashmere wool is an expensive type of textile fiber that's used in making scarves and sweaters. 山羊绒是一种用来制作围巾跟毛衣的昂贵的纺织纤维。或者是 Howard only wears clothes made of natural textile fibers.Howard 只穿天然纺织纤维做的衣服。
This is just terrible, Rebecca. How can people be throwing away so much trash into the oceans? It makes me sick.
It makes you sick?
Yes.
Why are you so sick, Gabe?
Because sometimes I eat the fish that eat this trash, and that makes me sick.
Really. Actually, you know something, Gabe? I totally agree with you. I don't understand. Why is it that people take their trash, their plastic water bottles, their garbage, and they throw it into the ocean?
I don't get it. That's what our lesson is talking about. This is a danger. It's a hazard. And that's what our lesson wants to remind us here today. Of course, it's called Study Finds Plastic Debris and Man-Made Fibers in Fish Sold in Markets. Okay, very long, but a study that was researched, people researched and found out that debris, plastic debris, was found in fish. Isn't that terrible?
That's terrible. It's really, 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 really terrible, especially since this fish is being sold in markets and people are eating that fish that they're buying in the markets that has debris in it. That's terrible. But let's take a look at this word debris before we continue talking about the fish sold in markets. Debris is just broken or torn pieces of something that's larger. And oftentimes when I think of debris, I think of, well, I mean, garbage, of course. But what about, here's an example. The police found a lot of debris from the airplane in the river.
Yes, that's right. After a plane crash, the plane might break into many different pieces, and you would call those pieces debris. That reminds me of space debris. That is little bits of pieces of stuff that is floating around our world, floating around the Earth. But in our lesson, we're talking about plastic debris, and that is just trash that people have carelessly thrown away.
That's right.
Terrible.
Very terrible. And of course, you see here in our lesson, fish eating trash found in our oceans. Now, you know, Gabe, I'm very concerned because I love eating fish.
Well,
I love fish a lot.
Good.
But what if some of the fish that I buy in the supermarket or at the supermarket is that fish that had debris in it?
Oh, that's what I'm a little bit worried about, too. After reading this lesson today, I wonder if I have ever eaten plastic debris because I ate a fish.
And that's not something I like to think about, but I think it's something very important to think about. So this is a good lesson. Well, let's continue learning about the fish that are eating plastic in the oceans. We read, scientists have long suspected that plastic trash eaten by fish, but not only fish, we see crabs, bivalves, and other marine species may be spreading through the food web. So it's not just fish.
Uh-huh. There's other stuff that is eating plastic debris, and it's spreading through the food web. That is basically anything that eats food, right? Well, speaking of crabs, have you ever heard of crab poetry, Rebecca?
What's that all about?
Oh, I believe Steve and Ken want to share about this in the Info Cloud.
Does anyone read or write poetry anymore? To give you a taste of this rich art form, let's highlight a few of its many genres.
Okay, there are onomatopoeic poems, which use words that imitate the sounds they describe. There are also ballads, which are poems that tell a story.
One of my favorite kinds of poetry is haiku, which comes from Japan. This genre dictates that there be three separate lines with a total of 17 syllables.
Right. The first line should have 5 syllables, the second line 7, and the third line 5 again. Haikus are easy, but sometimes they don't make sense. Refrigerator.
Sorry, Steve. What did you say?
I was just giving an example of a haiku.
Oh, really? Oh, I get it. Refrigerator has 5 syllables. Okay, moving along. Another fun form of poetry is called crab cannon poetry. This poetry makes sense when you read it both forwards and backwards, although the meaning changes.
Okay, here's an example. My English is bad. I do not believe there is hope. In reverse, we have the more optimistic version. There is hope. I do not believe my English is bad.
英文的诗有各式各样的类型，像 onomatopoeic poem 拟声词，它的特色呢是用文字拟声音。 Ballad 是叙述性的诗，一般是用来说故事。Haiku 其实是日本的牌句，美国的小学都会教小朋友写这种类型的诗。它的规则很简单，第一句必须是5个音节，第二句7个音节，第三句5个音节。Crab Cannon 逆行卡农也是一种有趣的诗，它的特色是正反都可以读，只是当你把顺序颠倒过来读的时候，意思就完全不同了。 这就是今天的 Info Cloud， 我们下次云端见。
Thank you, guys. Well, we are continuing with this lesson. We read right here. Now, researchers from UC Davis and Hasanuddin University in Indonesia are reporting some of the first findings of plastic debris and textile fibers in the fish on consumers' dinner plates. Mm-hmm. Now, this is just terrible.So terrible, Gabe.
Okay.
I'm afraid that I might have eaten plastic.
Yeah, you may have. Well, let's continue here. We read about a quarter of the fish sampled from markets in California and Indonesia contained the man-made debris, according to the study published in the online journal Scientific Reports. That is a lot. 1 in 4. Okay, so a quarter of the fish sampled from markets in just those two places, California and Indonesia. So imagine if you could take a sample of all of the fish eaten around the world. That's a scary thought.
Wait, Gabe, it gets even better. Let's continue.
You mean even worse?
Well, yes, it gets, right, worse. In Indonesia, they found plastic fragments. In California, a majority of the contaminants consisted of fibers from textiles.
Contaminants in the textiles, or in the fish,
yes,
actually.
Right.
And, well, that is a noun, contaminant, but as you see here, this is the verb contaminate. Something might contaminate something else, like this plastic is contaminating the water and therefore contaminating the fish.
That's right. And friends, we still have more for you, so make sure you stay
tuned. Friends, welcome back to Studio Classroom. I'm glad you're joining us here because today's topic is very important, especially if you like fish. I'm sorry to say that some fish samples may contain plastic debris and other terrible things like that. Yes, some studies were found or done on fish in California and Indonesia, and a quarter of the samples had contaminants. Yes, things were contaminating these fish. This is a sad, sad subject, but I believe we have more to learn. Maybe there is hope. Maybe there's good news. Let's find out.
Study finds plastic debris and man-made fibers in fish sold in markets. The variations in debris types probably reflect differences in local waste management strategies, according to the study. In Indonesia, 30% of the solid waste generated by humans is discarded directly onto beaches and into rivers and drainage channels, the study said. In California, there are more than 200 wastewater treatment plants discharging billions of liters of treated effluent just offshore. Plastic debris and fibers were found only in fishes' guts. Therefore, humans are likely to ingest man-made debris only if fish is eaten whole.
Alright, 继续我们看的是 discharge 这个动词 ,dis 这个字首有分开的意思。charge 这个动词是指猛冲，所以 discharge 是指排放或流出。例如 ,the factory was fined for discharging untreated wastewater. 这家工厂因为排放未经处理的废水而被罚款。discharge 也可以当名词，意思是流出或排放的物质。至于这个时候重音就要跑到低音节，念成 discharge。例如 ,the patient's wound still has some discharge. 这位病人的伤口还有一些脓。最后我们看的是 affluent 这个名词。FLU 这个字根有流动的意思，所以 affluent 是指工厂的废水或流入河里的污水。例如 ,poisonous substances were found in the effluents from this factory. 这家工厂排出的废水中发现了有制毒的物质，或者是 industrial effluent is the main cause of water pollution in this area. 工业废水是这个地区水污染的主要原因。And now let's get back to our teachers.
So there's something else that we are going to learn from this study. Here in our lesson, we read the variations in debris types.Probably reflect differences in local waste management strategies, according to the study.
That's right. So, of course, there are different types of debris found in California, and it's different in Indonesia. Okay, so that means the waste management systems are a little bit different, and the strategies are different too. And we read here about Indonesia, 30% of the solid waste generated by humansis discarded directly onto beaches and into rivers and drainage channels. And if something is discarded, that means it is thrown away. But let's take a look at this word to generate. What does that mean?
You know, typically when I hear this word generate, the first thing that I think of is producing energy in a particular form, like generating electricity or generating light, kind of.Right?
Okay, so yeah, if you have a generator, that is a machine that will generate electricity. Maybe if you're camping and there is no other electricity, you could bring a generator for the things that might need electricity, like an electric stove or something like that. So that's a generator. It is generating power and electricity. What else can we generate?
Well, as we see in our lesson, you can generate debris. Mm-hmm. You can generate trash. And that is actually what we're talking about. So here, the word generate here just means that you cause something to exist. So if humans are generating solid waste or debris, that means that they are the people or they're the things that are causing this waste.
So this is a terrible thing, all right? So this is how the waste is generated in Indonesia. It's discarded directly onto beaches and into rivers and drainage channels. But what about California? In California, there are more than 200 wastewater treatment plants discharging billions of liters of treated effluent just offshore. Okay, so this is how the debris is created in California. It's through these treatment plants. But what is effluent? Really quickly here, EFFLUENT, that is a discharge of liquid waste. Doesn't sound very good.
It doesn't sound good at all. So that is what we're learning about as far as effluent is concerned. Well, let's read a little bit more. We see plastic debris and fibers were found only in fish's guts. Of course. You know
That's
what
good.
A fish's gut is?
Yeah, it's like the intestines or the stomach. Usually that's what guts refers to in an animal, the intestines or the stomach. So the debris is not in the entire fish, Rebecca? It's just in the guts?
Well, that's what our lesson says. It says plastic debris and fibers were only found in the fish's guts. Therefore, humans... Okay, hold on. Just a moment, Gabe. It might sound like it's a good thing that the plastic was only found in the guts.
It is good, right?
Well...
Because then you can eat other parts of the fish.
Right, but right here our lesson says, therefore, humans are likely to ingest man-made debris. So our lesson is saying, therefore, it is very possible that people are ingesting this man-made debris.
Yes, but, Rebecca...
Yes, Gabe?
Finish the sentence. The finish says, they're likely to ingest this... only if the fish is eaten whole.
Good. That is, that was scary
yes.
for just a moment.
So if you eat the fish, just don't eat the guts. Eat the rest of the fish. But friends, let's take a look at this word ingest. Now, this means that you're eating something. If you ingest something, you are eating it.
Right. And there's another word that I think about when I hear this word ingest. And that is the word to consume.
Oh, yeah.
What is the difference between ingesting something and consuming something? Do you know?
That's a good question. Actually, I use both words kind of in a similar way. If I'm consuming food, I'm eating the food. I'm also ingesting the food. I'm putting it into my body. So
yes.
If you're going to consume a fish, make sure that you don't consume the guts.
Well, you know something, Gabe? I'm actually relieved to know that debris and plastic was only found in the fish's guts. Because when I eat fish, I don't typically eat the guts anyway.
Yeah, but honestly,
yes?
I don't really think about what part of the fish I'm eating. I don't know if I'm eating the guts or not. However, I might be more careful next time I go to a seafood restaurant.
Well, right now, it's time for something really funny.
It is?
Yes, you remember? Yeah. It's a review skit.
A review skit.
Yes, but seriously, mm-hmm. Let's go there.
Hello, welcome to my seafood restaurant.
Hi, so what is today's special?
Well, everything.
Everything?
Yes, we have a variety of specials today.
Okay, what are the prices?
Well, it depends.
It depends on what?
What you find inside.
I'm confused.
Let me serve you our special fish dish and you'll see.
Okay, sounds fishy.
Now, carefully cut the fish apart.
Okay. Wait, is there... What are these textile fibers inside my fish?
It looks like a sweater.
It's a sweater? Oh, what... It is a sweater! Why is there a sweater in my fish?
Well, scientists have long suspected that the plastic and trash eaten by fish and other marine life may be spreading through the food web.
You mean to tell me that someone's trash that littered the ocean is now fragments in my fish?
Exactly! Can I get you another one?
No, I don't want another one.
Sorry, I don't mean to serve you trash, but treatment plants are discharging billions of liters of treated effluent into the ocean.
No. I want two more dishes with a different surprise in each one.
Huh?
Yeah, a surprise gift in every fish. It's the best special ever.
Oh, okay. More surprises coming right up.
Hey, check it out. If you're not careful and you eat some of this contaminated fish, you might just turn into a fish yourself. Hey.
Well, thank you, friends, for joining us today, and we'll see you next time right here on
Studio Classroom.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
Gabe, why did you...
Check this out.
Let me...